Roger, ready? In 5, 4, 3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. Check it out on the web. I'm your host, Roger Z. This is part 2 of a very special show. Jim Hickey and Friends. Jim Hickey on guitar, Joe Pidio on drums, Kip Sofos on bass, and Paul Maraconda on keyboards. And that was great. I didn't even peek at my list. I'm so glad to have you guys on the show. You're lifting the level of my game. You're lifting the level of this show. This is part 2. Part 1, we talked about how I met Jim at the local White Plains jam at the Lazy Lounge. He was substituting for Gil Parris that night. And I love Gil, but it was great to see a new face. So, Jim, how do you describe the music you're going to play?
Well, we're going to play two things that are, I guess people might label them contemporary jazz. And one will be sort of like a bossa rock. And the other one will be something that's sort of like a funk, hip-hop crossover vein.
Cool. Now, we were talking earlier, and I had mentioned Jaco to you, and you said to me, oh, man, I got better stories than that. So now I want to put you on the spot. Do you have a story you can tell me?
Well,
any story about the music business?
I mean, some stories might be boring for people who are not in the business, but I mean, I think some of the stories that I think are amusing are ones where you see really unusually eccentric behavior. I think the funniest thing I think I've seen in recent years is that everyone is now their own record company, and I think that's a funny story that's unfolding. I think it's a good story that's unfolding.
Well, everybody owns the master of their music. They no longer get paid money and then end up owning nothing. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. As far as funny stories, I think that one story is, as I think of all the gigs I've played over the years, I was doing a gig somewhere and I had a flat tire, and I said to a bunch of guys, I said, wow, man, somebody can call to get a tow truck or something like that. I don't have a jack to lift up the car to change the tire. So the guy said, you know what, we'll do it. And so they actually came over and picked up the car, lifted up, lifted the car off the ground while I changed the tire, and I was so thankful to them. I think I bought them all drinks and gave them some sort of reward. But as far as traveling stuff, I think that's kind of strange to see a bunch of people actually pick up the car off the ground.
Boy. It wasn't a Hummer, was it?
No, it was a Toyota, wagon.
A two-door, I hope. Oh, a wagon.
Yeah,
but it was an old model, right?
Yeah, it was from the...
Right, when they were kind of like toys. Okay. Wow, that is a funny story.
Not that funny, but just...
Why did you start out? Who influenced you to pick up the guitar?
Well, as a kid growing up in New York, the guitar was a popular instrument, and I think it became popular for kids who maybe wanted to play the piano, but their parents didn't have a piano, and they want to play a chord instrument. They want to play something that plays more than one at a time. And I played the trumpet for a little while, but I remember I left it because I wanted to be able to play more than one note at a time.
No musical group inspired you, not maybe women inspired you?
As a youngster growing up, I was a big fan of Jimi Hendrix, and there was a lot of Sinatra playing in the house, as they were playing in a lot of American households. And between Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, and Motown, that created a tremendous interest in music in general.
First song you learned to play on the guitar?
Oh, yeah, I actually do. I think it was a bunch of folk song, On Top of Old Smokey.
My first song was Hanky Panky by Tommy James and the Shondells. My second song was Sloop John B, because it is an old folk song. Awesome. So we get a little insight into you. Why don't you play us some tunes, man?
Okay. All right, gentlemen, let's begin.
Call the tune.
This is a tune called The Chance. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
What inspired that tune?
Well, somebody called me to do a TV show and said, get some tunes together quickly.
So it's writing on demand then?
Yeah. I mean, these tunes were all just actually written expressly for this show. Well, for the most part, yeah, especially this one. I wanted to give this fellow something that they could enjoy playing and something that would be easily sight-read and well done, gentlemen.
I heard you mention that you went to Purchase.
I did go to Purchase for grad school and learned a lot there. Had a lot of interesting courses, interesting teachers. And
as a graduate, did you get it?
Yeah, I got my master's there. And I think one of the most interesting things that we had these arranging courses. And we had to write for tubas and French horns and things I normally never see on a gig. And they would bring us people into the room. We'd write it. They'd print up the score. And it was fun watching them play it. And we did a lot of things without piano, which was interesting, too.
You mentioned that before.
Yeah.
I love keyboards, but I'm playing a trio.
Well, I think it was
without a keyboard, because I play guitar.
It was an arranging trend for a while, and it's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, Purchase was a lot of fun, and I learned a lot there and had a very pleasant time. It was time well spent.
Sonny Rollins plays without a keyboard, right?
But he has, but he's
Ornette Coleman.
Yeah, I prefer to play with. I mean,
that's why you've got.
So I got a Foley.
Right. Cool. So that's awesome, man. So I want royalties. I force you to write that song if it goes on TV. I want 10%.
Right. I'm only the answering machine on. I mean,
So what are you going to play next?
We're going to try a funk tune, and this is called The L Train. And the title comes from when I used to live in the city, I used to take the L Train line a lot, and it was without a doubt the rowdiest, noisiest, and nuttiest train line I've ever been on. So I dedicate this to...
I've spent many a wild night on that train. Because I used to live in Chelsea. And if I wanted to go out to Brooklyn or something, or some weird area, I would get on the L train. And they never came on time, but that was way back then.
Yeah, so I feel like I spent a lot of time on that, so I think it was only fitting that I write a song about it. Even though there's no words to sound. No one will need to know it's about anything, actually. Okay. All right, gentlemen, here we go. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. When you played that slide, somehow you sounded just like Jeff Beck, and he doesn't really play slide.
Yeah, and that's a fun way to play. Like playing without frets.
He had a song, I think it's Definitely Maybe, that sounded like. It was awesome, guys. Awesome. I mean, in part one and part two, you did four songs, and every one of them was different. I don't know which was my favorite. I mean, God, you covered bossa nova, you covered swing, you covered funk, you covered a little rock. Very diverse group. Great job. We're gonna end the show with my question. Jim, if you could put together, well, actually, if you were being honored with a night at the Garden, as if you were Bob Dylan or someone, and you could put together, you know, a couple of sets with your favorite players, living or dead, quickly, who would be some of the players?
Well, it'd probably be players that play instruments I don't ordinarily use in my own gigs. So I thought I'd say Randy Brecker would certainly be one.
And mention his instrument?
The trumpet. Randy Brecker, the great trumpet player, great composer. Who else? Well, the dead musicians, I guess Jaco. I'd like to bring him around. some more with him. Who else? Living, I mean, Bill Evans, the saxophonist. A number of the great jazz violin players, Didier Lockwood, John Visconti, Christian House.
Stefan Grappelli? Bring them back?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I live in New York, so a lot of the guys that I really want to play with, I'm already playing with them right now, or I've played with them once here along the trail. And I mean, as far as what are the dead musicians? I want to play well. I mean,
could be live, doesn't have to be dead.
Yeah. I mean, the ones they just named, and who else?
Name a drummer.
Oh, this is so many great drummers out there. There's Joe Pidio, and Thierry Arpino, and who else? Michael Walden. Narada Michael Walden, that's a drummer I'd like to play with, because he does more than just, he's a songwriter, and he's an interesting character. I met him once.
Who would you like to trade guitar riffs with?
I don't know.
We got 1 second. Jimmy?
Yeah, I got that with Jimmy.
Thank you so much for being on my show, everybody. Paul Maraconda, Kip Sofis, Joe Pidio, Jim Hickey, who is the leader of this day. Awesome job, guys.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rod.
We're out. Good job, guys.